Hunters who applied for swan permits will find out if they won the luck of the draw on September 16th. The season opens on October 3rd and goes through the second weekend in December. Blair Stringham is the Migratory Game and Bird Coordinator for the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources.
We have about 5,000 people that will apply for a swan permit every year, and we give out 2,000 permits here in Utah. We have about a 40% success rate or so with those permits, so more than half of them aren't even shooting a swan. And that total harvest across the whole Pacific Flyway is usually only about 1,000 birds. It's fairly insignificant.
Hunting for swan in Utah requires permit applicants to take a one-time course before they can participate in the seasonal lottery. Utah is one of the four states in the Pacific Flyway where tundra swan can be hunted.
It's a difficult hunt, and we have a lot of people who, after the first time applying, don't apply again. So it is a challenge, but it does raise a lot of money that we can use specifically for swan management.
The money from the permits is used to manage the swans and to monitor migration and population.
We require hunters within 72 hours of harvesting a bird to report to one of our swan check stations so that we can take measurements off the birds and learn more about them.
While the swan may be difficult to harvest, Stringham says it's an adrenaline rush and that because it is so tasty, there are those who serve it for their holiday meal. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Melissa Allison.